barcode. If President George Bush was amazed by the barcode scanners he saw last month at the National Grocers Association convention in Orlando, he would be truly astonished by some of the technology found in state-of-the-art supermarkets like the Food Emporium.
Each scan phone unit, which can function as a regular telephone, features a magnetic stripe credit card reader and a light pen to scan barcodes.
Blockbuster. But without the limitless pots of cash that the now-shrunken junk bond market once provided, the investment bankers can no longer arrange the sort of blockbuster buyouts that produced breathtaking profits for Wall Street in the past decade.
A film out of nowhere, with a nobody star, can send people out happy and make the producers of Home Alone rich. Conversely, a blockbuster wannabe like Redford's Havana grossed less in the U.S. than, say, the Italian import, Cinema Paradise.
Business cycle. Reagan was a goner, right? Says a Clinton advisor. But then the business cycle took an upturn, and he won big a year later. Reagan's ups and downs remind us to take the long view. Bill Clinton won't be dead until he's laid out with his sack.
A recession is a standard contraction of the business cycle. Things heat up, the Fed throttles back to restrain inflation. A depression, by contrast, has to do with debt.
Cartel. Bootlegged stones from Angola and Russia are cutting out the De Beers cartel and threatening to subvert the value of the most precious of gems. Cash cow. That would place the pension burden mainly on ACF Industries, the Missouri-based rail card leasing company that Icahn uses as his cash cow to fund outside investment activities.
These, and a great gut for pop culture, served him well as chairman of Paramount Pictures from 1974 to 84, when it produced Golden Calf movies, Grease, Flashdance, and cash cow TV series, Taxi, Cheers.
Cashless society. Says Keith Kendrick, Senior Vice President of Marketing for MasterCard, though people have talked for a long time about the cashless society, we are by no means all the way there.
Since the early 1960s, when assorted gurus proclaimed the imminent arrival of the information age, businesses and consumers have been eagerly awaiting its coming, and with it, the paperless office and the cashless society.
CBT. 4 years and $70 million in the making. The Globex system is a bid by the Chicago Mercantile Exchange and the Chicago Board of Trade to keep from losing yet another homegrown industry, futures trading.
Clear explanations of how dishonest brokers and floor traders operate should add to the damage control problems at the Chicago Board of Trade and the Chicago Mercantile Exchange.
Chain store. Walmart, the discount store chain, created more jobs in the first 30 months of the recovery than any other company in the country, but they generally pay only about $5 to $9 an hour.
In partnership with Cablevision Systems Corp., the department store chain hopes, rather optimistically, to reach 20 million subscribers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Cutthroat competition. But Bernard Attali, chairman of the Board of Air France, warned that the suicidal consequences of cutthroat competition will be massive layoffs and fewer flights to small cities.
The shift of sentiment toward NRA, National Recovery Administration, was brought about in part by industry's realization that the days of cutthroat competition and laissez-faire are over.
Durable goods. These latest cutbacks underline Clinton's challenge as he prepares to revive the economy. While GDP grew 3.8% in the fourth quarter and orders for durable goods rose more than 9% in December, continued job woes could choke off recovery.
Strong increases were registered by consumer spending, business investment, orders for durable goods, sales of existing houses, and consumer confidence, while new claims for unemployment compensation have been showing a consistent decline.
Installment payments. But I'd like to see the tax deduction for installment loans on automobiles come back as an allowable deduction.
Hunter calls his proposal the Democracy Fund and fixes the initial installment at $10 billion. It could be the greatest bargain in history, he says.
IPR. Bush refused to join other industrialized nations in a biodiversity pact to protect plant and animal life from possible extinction. He argued that the treaty failed to protect intellectual property rights in biotechnology and imposed unnecessary obstacles for researchers.
The information highway promises multiple collisions between intellectual property rights and the free expression rights of those who would use the data they find there.
Niche boasts CEO and co-founder Herb Kelleher, "We've created a solid niche. Our main competition is the automobile. We're taking people away from Toyota and Ford."
Although Apple eventually solved most of the computer's problems, IBM compatibles still dominate the personal computer business. The Macintosh today remains stuck in a niche, with a market share that hovers around 10%.
No frills. Introducing a perfume is very expensive, commonly around $10 million to $15 million for the first year of a no-frills national launch.
Nadezhda earns 3,000 rubles styling men's hair 39 hours a week in a no-frills state shop that serves as one of the neighborhood's social centers.
Own brand. He won a Tony nomination for his Broadway acting debut in Metamorphosis, and last week introduced his own brand of women's perfume called, what else? Misha. Trademark. Macedonia is the birthplace of Alexander the Great, and the name of Greece's northern province. Therefore, Athens thinks it has a 2,400-year-old trademark on the word.
Frank Sinatra collapsed on a Richmond, Virginia stage while performing his trademark, My Way. Complaining of the heat, the singer fell to the floor like a sack of stones, recalled a concert goer.